Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, that was a stressful night. Yeah, the stress ball got to work out. The blood pressure was running hot most of the evening because as the Chiefs and the Chargers continued to leave points on the field inside the five-yard line, through three quarters of football, obviously our overplay did not look good. But in the end, we cashed that one. We didn't have as much luck with Charleston Southern. They blew a 21-point lead in basketball. We played them at the plus two. The line finished at a plus four. And, of course, it ends at three. So we're a loser there. We lose like $16 of the night. We move on to a big card on Friday. College bowl season is underway today, and we're going to play both of them. So let's lead off with the Bahamas Bowl. It is Middle Tennessee State at 6-6, taking on Toledo at 7-5. So Middle Tennessee State has won four of their final six games, losing to only Old Dominion and Western Kentucky down the stretch. Toledo, meanwhile, they've won their last three by 32, 12, and 35. I really liked how the Rockets finished the year, so I'm going to lay the 10.5 with Toledo in bowl game number one. It is Toledo minus the 10.5 over Middle Tennessee State. Next up, we go to the Cure Bowl, where it's Northern Illinois, 9-4, taking on Coastal Carolina at 10-2. So the Huskies had a magical season, capped off with that impressive win over Kent State to win the conference championship game in Detroit. Close games and high-scoring games have defined that team all season. Will this be the end of the line for star quarterback Grayson McCall at Coastal? If it is, I expect him to go out on a high note. I'm going to lay the points on the Chanticleers one last time this season. We're taking Coastal Carolina minus the 10.5 over Northern Illinois. Next up, we go to the FCS College Playoffs, where the semifinal matchup tonight is between James Madison and North Dakota State. So since 2011, North Dakota State has won 8 national titles. James Madison has won 1. North Dakota State holds the 3-1 playoff edge. But that one win for JMU was in Fargo. The Dukes have an excellent quarterback. And our guy, Sam Herder from Hero Sports, well, he's picking JMU to win the game straight up, 24-21. I expect an extremely competitive game tonight. So I'm going to grab the 5 points and take the Dukes at North Dakota State in the FCS playoffs. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we like St. Louis minus the 1.5 over Dallas at a plus 200. So the Blues are 10-3-2 at home this year. Last time out, they won at Dallas 4-1. The Stars are 4-8-1 on the road. Last time out, they lost to St. Louis 4-1. So I normally like to avoid betting the same team in back-to-back games, but this is already the fourth such situation for the Blues this year, and they have the home ice tonight. So I'm going to take the Blues minus the 1.5 at the plus 200. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. It's the Spurs and the Jazz under 225.5. So this is the second highest total of the year for the Jazz, and this is the highest total of the year for the Spurs. The Spurs' first road game after a 5-game homestand. The sports line model gives this one a 69% chance to go under. So let's do it. Spurs and Jazz under the 225.5. Next up, we go to college basketball, where, hey, we need a winning day. So our first game is going to be our play of the day, and it is Villanova minus 6 at Creighton. So I continue to back this Villanova team. I was wrong against UCLA, Purdue, and Baylor. But those are all Sweet 16 teams. Tonight, it's Creighton. I like Coach Mack, but this team just doesn't look like a tournament team to me. Last time out, they lost at home to Arizona State by 1. This is the Big East opener for both teams, so I'm going to lay the 6 with the Wildcats on the road at Creighton. Next up, we go out west, where it is North Dakota State plus 2 at Pacific. So both teams have covered for us this week. Pacific is 3-6, coming off a nice 9-point win over UC Santa Barbara. North Dakota State is coming off back-to-back wins over Cal State Northridge and Indiana State. So their star guard, Sam Griesel, is back. So that means North Dakota State is back. So I'm going to take the Bison on the road, plus the 2 at Pacific. Next up, we go to a neutral site game in Phoenix. It is St. Mary's minus 3 over San Diego State. So both teams should be solid come tournament time, but the Aztecs haven't done enough for me this year. They beat Georgetown by 17, Arizona State by only 2, but everything else has been a struggle. Double-digit losses to Michigan and USC, and a 6-point loss to BYU. They will be without a key guard tonight again, and the Gales are 9-2. They have a 16-point loss at Colorado State and a 5-point tournament loss to Wisconsin. But I like their wins. They won at Utah State, they beat Oregon, and they beat Notre Dame. 3 is low enough for me to touch, so I'm going to take the Gales tonight, minus 3 over the Aztecs. Next up, it is Fresno State, minus 14.5 over Cal Poly. So we've seen several of these lines this week. Most of them have gone to the favorite. I should know, since we tend to play a lot of dogs and have lost several of late. Cal Poly is only 2-7, and they will be near the bottom of their conference. This is their third road game in 6 days and 5th straight overall. Fresno State, meanwhile, they're 7-2 with single-digit losses at Cal and at San Fran. They covered the minus 11 against Long Island, winning by 24. They covered their minus 13 against Northridge, winning by 18. I'm going to take the Bulldogs at home, minus the 14.5, hoping for a similar result. Next up on the card, it is Tarleton State, plus 2 over South Alabama. So same teams, back-to-back games. South Alabama won by 7 at home on Tuesday. The Jaguars are good. Their only losses have been by single digits at Wichita and at Alabama. Tarleton State is only 3-8, but their schedule has included games at Michigan, Gonzaga, Kansas, Stanford, Wichita. I think you get the drift. Billy Gillespie and the Texans have scheduled a very tough schedule so far, but I like them on the home floor tonight. So let's go Tarleton State plus the 2 over South Alabama. Next up, neutral site game in Charlotte. It is East Carolina plus 3 over Liberty. So the Pirates are 8-2, having won 4 straight. Only losses have been to Davidson and Oklahoma. Liberty is 4-4 with an impressive 21-point victory over Missouri. Last time out, they were upset by Stephen F. Austin. This should be a fun game to watch. I'm going to take the Pirates plus the 3 over Liberty. Then your final game on the card, another neutral site game in Charlotte. It is St. Bonnie plus 3 over Virginia Tech. So the Hokies are 7-4, coming off a 5-point loss at Dayton, where that Flyer defense kind of clamped them up a little bit. They have the win over Maryland, but nothing else stands out other than the 19-point loss to Wake Forest. The Bonnies will be without a key player today, but he's been out for the last 3-4 games. That does make me nervous. They lost by 10 to UConn last time out and have a loss to Northern Iowa this season. On the flip side, they have some really good wins versus Boise, Clemson, and Marquette on neutral sites. So I'm going to take my chances with the Bonnies plus the 3 today in Charlotte. So let's recap your card for a Friday. In college football, we like Toledo minus the 10.5 over Middle Tennessee State. We're on Coastal Carolina minus the 10.5 over Northern Illinois. We're on James Madison plus the 5 at North Dakota State. In the NHL, we're on St. Louis minus the 1.5 over Dallas at a plus 200. In the NBA, we like the Spurs and the Jazz to go under 225.5. College basketball, your play of the day, Villanova minus 6 over Creighton. The rest of your card, North Dakota State plus 2 at Pacific. We're on St. Mary's minus 3 over San Diego State in Phoenix. We're on Fresno State minus 14.5 over Cal Poly. We're on Tarleton State plus 2 over South Alabama. We like East Carolina plus the 3 over Liberty in Charlotte. And we like St. Bonnie plus the 3 over Vatek in Charlotte. So that's your card for a Friday. We will drop our card for the National Football League on Saturday. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.